The Resurrection to Damnation, June 27. Immortality through Christ. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. At the close of the 1,000 years, the second resurrection will take place. Then the wicked will be raised from the dead, and appear before God. Thus the Revelator, after describing the resurrection of the righteous, says, "The rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished." At the first resurrection all came forth in immortal bloom, but at the second the marks of the curse are visible on all. The kings and noblemen of the earth, the mean and low, the learned and unlearned, come forth together. All behold the Son of Man, and those very men who despised and mocked him, who put the crown of thorns upon his sacred brow, and smote him with the reed, behold him in all his kingly majesty. Those who spit upon him in the hour of his trial now turn from his piercing gaze and from the glory of his countenance. Those who drove the nails through his hands and feet now look upon the marks of his crucifixion. Those who thrust the spear into his side behold the marks of their cruelty on his body. And they know that he is the very one whom they crucified and derided in his expiring agony. And then there arises one long protracted wail of agony, as they flee to hide from the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All are seeking to hide in the rocks, to shield themselves from the terrible glory of him whom they once despised. And, overwhelmed and pained with his majesty and exceeding glory, they with one accord raise their voices, and with terrible distinctness exclaim, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Fire will come down from God out of heaven and devour them, the wicked burn them up root and branch. Satan is the root, and his children are the branches. The destiny of the wicked is fixed by their own choice. Their exclusion from heaven is voluntary with themselves, and just and merciful on the part of God.